Chapter 17 Highlights. Section 1. Oxidation-reduction reactions. The loss or gain of electrons in a chemical reaction is called oxidation or reduction, respectively. In a redox reaction, oxidation and reduction occur at the same time. An oxidation number may be assigned to each atom in a molecule or ion. Half reactions, in which only the oxidation or the reduction is described, are useful in balancing redox equations. Reducing agents readily donate electrons. Oxidizing agents readily accept electrons. Section 2. Introduction to electrochemistry. An electrochemical cell is made up of two electrodes linked by one or more ionic conductors. When electric current is in a cell, electrode reactions take place. Oxidation happens at the anode. Reduction happens at the cathode. Section 3. Galvanic cells. Many examples of galvanic cells are power sources that generate electrical energy from chemical energy. Fuel cells differ from batteries in that their oxidizing and reducing agents are gases introduced to the cell from outside. The corrosion of metals generally happens in a galvanic cell. Whether there is electric current or not, the electrodes of a cell have different potentials. The difference between these is the voltage of the cell. Section 4. Electrolytic cells. Electrical energy is used to power an electrolytic cell. In electrolysis, a compound is decomposed, usually to its elements, H2, O2, Al, Na, and Cl2 are among the elements that can be isolated by electrolysis. A layer of a second metal is deposited cathodically in electroplating.